This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Saudi Arabia on Wednesday, launching a tour of the Middle East to try to secure a ceasefire in the Gaza war as increasing strain showed in Washington's relationship with its ally. In Gaza, where hopes were dashed for a ceasefire in the nearly six-month-old war in time for Ramadan last week, residents of Gaza City in the north described the most intense fighting for months around the Al-Shifa hospital. A recent series of Ukrainian drone strikes targeting Russian oil refineries has significantly reduced Moscow's processing capacity as Kyiv and its allies aim to deprive Russia of its main source of revenue, Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
The recent drone attacks have reduced Moscow's overall oil processing capacity by 370,500 barrels per day, or some 7% of the total, according to calculations by Reuters. The Ukrainian strikes could increase the impact of the Western price cap on Russian oil, which was imposed in December 2022 in a bid to cut the Kremlin's profits. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The United Nations Security Council met Wednesday to address the humanitarian situation unfolding in Sudan. Edem Wosonoro, the director of operations for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says the country is possibly on course to be the world's worst hunger crisis.
Our humanitarian partners estimate that in the coming weeks and months, somewhere in the region of around 222,000 children could die from malnutrition.
This is VOA News.